السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. News and comment. Revival of the pledge. News. Istanbul. Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Ishaq Dar at the 51st session of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, Council of Foreign Ministers in Istanbul, condemned quote-unquote Israel's recent aggression against Iran, calling it a blatant violation of international law and a serious threat to regional stability. Dar emphasized the need for unity among Muslim nations to confront the growing challenges and urged the OIC to take a decisive role in addressing these crises. Source, Pakistan Today. Comment. Pakistani Foreign Minister Ishaq Dar, a 75-year-old Muslim born and lived in a country founded 77 years ago in the name of Islam, was addressing an organization established 56 years ago in response to the 1969 attack on the Al-Aqsa Mosque. The Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, is similar in structure to the United Nations, and its emergence was an attempt to raise a collective Muslim voice to the world. Just as the UN emerged as a global response after the two devastating world wars, under the belief that the world must now be governed differently and fighting back must be criminalized because this leads to war, and that the power to wage war should only rest with a select few. Muslims, though divided into national states, felt the pain for the people and the land of Palestine, and it took 24 years and two wars over Palestine for the Muslim leadership to muster up the courage to form OIC until Al-Aqsa was actually attacked. In this new global order, resistance is often branded as treason against the modern construct of nation-states, while the monopoly of violence remains with those deemed legitimate by international consensus. Decades of bloodshed and injustices have exposed not only the Western organizations but also the so-called Organization of Islamic Countries, which failed to play any role. Members having their own conflicts, and then having other members as allies, made it a mini version of the UN, where speeches are made, resolutions are passed, but nothing is achieved. The reason that there is nothing Islamic about this organization, except for the people attending it claiming to be Muslims. The main objective and commitments laid down in the constitutional charter of the Islamic Cooperation are to improve and strengthen Islamic friendship and solidarity among member states, protect and defend Islam's true image and prevent its defamation, promote dialogue among civilizations and religions, strive to achieve integrated and sustainable human development, and ensure the well-being of the member states. Furthermore, the Charter safeguards the right to self-determination and non-interference in the internal affairs of the member states, as well as their sovereignty, independence, and territorial integrity. OIC has failed to perform in every crisis Muslim world has faced since its formation. Even if it holds meetings and its representatives express their displeasure on attacks on Iran or genocide in Gaza, it stays a failed puppet body. Muslims do not need to create new platforms on the basis of Western ideology. Instead, they need to revive the original Islamic state using the methodology set by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In Islam, we have an example of the Pledge of Aqaba. Ibn Ishaq said, quote, "When they gathered for the pledge, Ibn Abbas, Ibn Ubaidah, Ibn Nadla said, quote, 'Do you know the significance of the pact that you are entering into with this man? You are in fact affirming that you will fight against various people. If you fear that your property will be at risk or your lives of your nobles will be in danger, then leave him now. Because if you do this after the pledge, it will be degrading for you both in this world and the world to come. But if you think that you can carry out what you called upon to do in spite of the loss of precious lives and property, then undertake this heavy responsibility, and I swear by Allah, and herein lies the good of this world and that of the next." End quote. They've replied, "We have already considered the loss of property and the murder of our notables, yet we pay him allegiance. But what is our reward if we observe all the items of this pact?" The Prophet, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, replied, Paradise is in store for you. They said, extend your hand. Then he extended his hand, and they pledged to him. End quote. The Charter in Islam does not require mere words and promises of coexisting. It requires commitment. The pledge that Rasulullah took was of his protection, the last prophet of Islam, and that includes the message, its application, and protection. The Muslims that understand the severity of this pledge would never dare to play with words. They will not wait for decades and not manipulate to make their small existence last a little longer by paying through the blood of innocent Muslims. We as Muslims reject all these fake promises, movements, and organizations, and we demand the renewal of the pledge that was taken by our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We demand the armies to move for jihad, as no other strategy will apply where jihad is needed.
قالوا ربنا لما كتبت علينا القتال لولا أخرتنا إلى أجل قريب قل متاع الدنيا قليل والآخرة خير لمن اتقى ولا تظلمون فتيلا.
Lord, why have you ordained fighting for us? If only you would give us just a little more time. Say to them, little is the enjoyment of this world. The hereafter is far better for those who are mindful of God. You will not be wronged by us such as the fiber in a date stone. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Akhlaq Shihan.